This is Trent Radio Theater. Throughout this year, we shall be presenting a selection of radio drama, comedy, and poetry. This week,
the makers of
Fat Raquel
present Frontier Mortician. Are you skinny and run down?
Are you so thin you have to wear skis in the bathtub to keep you from going down the drain?
When you turn sideways and stick out your tongue, do you look like a zipper?
When you drink strawberry pop, do you look like a thermometer?
Then you need
Fat Raquel,
the drink that adds weight to you.
Fat Raquel
is not a capsule. It is not a solid. It is not a liquid. It's a gas that you inhale.
Fat Raquel
comes in one delicious gas flavor, mustard. It costs only $4.95 a case, and the equipment for inhaling it costs only $4,678. This includes a 10,000 cubic foot tank,
300 feet of hose,
3 pumps,
2 filter tips,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now for our story.
Trigger Mortis, Frontier Mortician. The scene opens in the residence of Sam Alamode, wealthy rancher and owner of the Bar BQ Ranch in Sparrow, Texas.
Where?
Sparrow, Texas. Sam is dying and is talking to his lovely daughter, Piney Alamode, whom he lovingly calls Pie.
Pie, honey, I'm dying again. Go to call Trigger Mortis and the Frontier Mortician. Have hearse will travel.
What's wrong with you, Daddy? What's your ailment?
I swallowed the thermometer and I'm dying by degrees.
I'll go call Trigger Mortis right now.
Unknown to Sam Alamode, his head foreman, Joe Silver, is hiding outside listening to the conversation. He's a full-blooded cowboy, and Sam always called him his faithful cowboy companion, Silver. Sam doesn't hear Silver speak.
Let old Sam die. I wish he would. Then I can get the ranch and be set for life. He's always got some fool disease. Last week he swallowed a dynamite cap, and his hair came out in bangs.
Oh.
Before that, he swallowed a hydrogen bomb and had atomic ache.
Oh, my really? God.
He's suffering from flower disease. He's a bloomin' idiot.
Get this guy out of here.
Hey, here comes Pie Alamode's stupid boyfriend Ernie. Poor kid, he's an orphan. Little orphan Ernie. I'll just sneak away.
I haven't seen my girlfriend, Pie Alamode, for 2 weeks. My, she has lovely eyes. One is brown and the other two are blue. The last time she rolled her eyes at me, I picked them up and rolled them back. I remember the first time she kissed me. It made chills go up and down my spine. Then I found out her popsicle was leaking. I'll knock at the door.
Who is it?
It's me, honey, and I call you honey because you have hives.
Oh, my cookie, and I call you cookie because you're so crumbly.
We interrupt this love scene to bring you a message from Peter Pan Makeup. Use Peter Pan before your pan peters out. This is makeup used by the stars, Lassie, Bullet, and the Untouchables. Listen to this letter from Mrs. Murgatroyd Flugelhorn from Liverlip, Mississippi.
My face was so wrinkled I had to screw my hat on. Then I used Peter Pan makeup, and I don't look like an old woman anymore. I look like an old man. I had my wrinkles tightened up, and now every time I raise my eyebrows, I pull my socks up. I give all the credit to Peter Pan.
You can be beautiful, too. Now, back to the Frontier Mortician.
Trigger Mortis, the Frontier Mortician, is answering the telephone.
Oh, it's you, Miss Pie Alamode. You want me to come to see your father? Well, my hearse has been giving me trouble. I think I blew a gasket. I've got to quit using embalming fluid in the gas tank because the motor keeps dying. Yes? Yes? Well, I have to finish my breakfast. I'm eating shrouded wheat and ghosty toasties. Well, I'll hurry right out. Goodbye. I must be shoveling off now.
Pie Alamode hangs up and goes to meet her lover, Little Orphan Arnie, in their favorite meeting place, the family graveyard.
It's so romantic here in the graveyard. There's the grave of my Uncle Ernest. Look, there's some rooms making love in dead Ernest.
Darling, may I have your hand in marriage?
My hand? Oh, yes. In fact, you can have my arm, too.
Here, I'll put this ring on your finger.
Ah, your face is turning red.
Yeah, and your finger's turning green. After all, we've been going together for 12 years now.
So what do you want, a pension? Let's go tell my father.
This program is brought to you by the Fubel Insurance Company. Mothers, do you have children? Then protect them with double deal policy. We pay $100,000 if your son is killed by a herd of white elephants going east on Thursday. If you lose an arm, we help you look for it. If you get hit in the head, we pay you in one lump sum. We have a double indemnity clause, too. If you die in an accident, we bury you twice.
Now, a report from the Participation and the National Safety Council.
It is predicted that 356 people will die in accidents this weekend. So far, only 135 deaths have been reported. You're not trying, friends!
Now, back to our story.
Joe Silver is plotting to kidnap Pi Alamode and hold her for ransom. He thinks Sam Alamode is dying, but he really isn't. Trigger Mortis, Frontier Mortician, is on his way to the ranch.
Well, here I am. When you're at death's door, I'll pull you through.
Good to see you, Trigger. Can you give me a good funeral?
I'll give you a good funeral, or your mummy back. Could I interest you in our new layaway plan?
I'm a sick man, a sick man. The doctor told me to drink some medicine after a hot bath, and I can hardly finish drinking the bath.
You need some of my Whistler's mother's medicine. One dose and you're off your rocker.
Trigger, I can trust you, can't I?
Of course. Have I ever let you down?
I don't trust my faithful cowboy companion, Silver. He has a sneaky look.
I happen to know, Sam, that Joe Silver wants to kidnap your daughter and keep her from marrying little Orphan Arnie.
Trigger, we got to do something. Think of a plan.
Will Trigger Mortis think of a plan? Well, he thinks, a word from Honest John Pendergast, the used car dealer.
Honest John has bargains in used cars that you can't afford to miss.
Here's an 1887 Essex. This is a revolutionary car. Washington drove it at Valley Forge. The tires are so beat that you not only knock the pedestrians down, you whip them to death.
Oh, more, more.
Yes, this car has low lines. In fact, it's solo. It doesn't have doors. It has manhole covers.
This program is also brought to you by...
Glum. Glum, Glum, the toothpaste that gives your bad breath the good housekeeping seal of approval. Are your teeth like the Ten Commandments, all broken? Do you have a Pullman car mouth, one upper and one lower? Then use Glum. Glum contains eucalyptus oil flown in from Australia. This eucalyptus oil is the secret of Glum. Millions of users say...
Man eucalyptus!
Be true to your teeth, and they'll never be false to you.
Now, back to the Frontier Mortician.
Sam, Pi, Arnie, and Trigger Mortis are trying to figure out just how to get rid of Joe Silver.
I have a splitting headache.
Have you had your eyes checked?
No, they've always been blue. Trigger, why don't we put Joe in one of your coffins and ship him out of the state?
A ticket, a tasket, I'll put him in a casket. I was in love once, so I know what Arnie and Pi are going through.
You were in love?
Yes. I was stuck on a girl who worked in the glue factory. In fact, our feelings for each other is mucilage. She had a schoolgirl complexion with diplomas under her eyes. Her lips were like petals, bicycle petals. Those lips, those teeth, that hair, that eye.
Gee, here comes Joe Silver. Get your coffin ready, Trigger.
Daddy, lie in the bed and act like you're dead.
Sam lies on the bed and holds his breath. Trigger takes off his shoes and everybody holds their breath. Joe Silver enters Sam's bedroom as the other people hide.
So I finally caught you, you scoundrel. You've cut my check so many times I have to endorse it with excrement! Ow! I want to marry your daughter, Sam. And nobody's gonna stop me. Sure, I'm tough. I've been sent up the river so many times, I get fan mail from the salmon.
Send it back!
The last time they caught me, I got 10 years in jail and 2 in the electric chair. Even when I was a baby, people were pinning things on me. Now I'm gonna get you.
Get him, Arnie! Quick, I have the casket open. Push him, Arnie!
Help, help! You're pushing me!
Muffled sounds.
Well, that takes care of him. I have to run for a body. A fellow in town swallowed a quart of shellac and died. He had a lovely finish.
Gee, how can we thank you? You'll come to the wedding, won't you?
Yes. I plan to give you a tombstone for a present. But don't take it for granted.
Thanks, Twig. By the way, stop over and we'll play golf someday.
Don't ever play golf with an undertaker. He's always on top at the last hole.
Gee, now we're alone, Pi, my love. Someday you'll have my name.
I never did find that out. What is your last name, Arnie?
My name is Arnie R. Square.
What a lovely name I'll have, Mrs. Pi R. Square.
As the sun sinks slowly in the west, we leave the lovers as they plan their future. Tune in tomorrow for a new adventure brought to you by Bleaties, the cereal for old goats.
Bleaties contains 56% iron, 22% copper, 78% steel, 14% bronze, and 11% zinc. It doesn't snap, crackle, or pop, it just lies there and rusts. Bleaties isn't the breakfast for champions. It's for people who just want to get into the semifinals. In closing, be sure to visit your local dime store where they're having a monster sale.
Haven't you always wanted your own monster? We have vampires with special prices, and they're excellent for curing tired blood.
Oh, goody.
And these are experienced vampires who all work as tellers in blood banks. Now, tune in tomorrow for the first episode of the new story, I Was a Teenage Spinster. Brought to you by the Gardener's Magazine, Weeder's Digest.
And that brings a close to our production of Frontier Mortician. The cast of this play was Benjamin Henderson, Philip Hannon in the curly hair, Sheila McGilvery in the very nice sweater, J.D. Lloyd, Margot Farron in a cute black one, Philip Gray, and myself, the handsome one, James Kester. Technical producer was the ghost of B.K. Smith, animal trainer J.K. Muir.
Let's go home.
All right. After the end, we want hallelujah.
This has been Trent Radio Theater in its premiere broadcast of the year, 1976-1977, with Frontier Mortician. And this is Trent Radio.